Why did you decide to stand?
I've been a Member of Parliament. I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of being a Member of Parliament for Bradford East for 2 years. And I feel in those 2 years, I have provided a very strong voice for Bradford East, both in Parliament and locally. And in particular, I've raised a fearless voice against injustice, whether at home or abroad. Locally, my key themes have been around education. Even though we had a Conservative government, I've managed to get an extra £23 million for school places in Bradford, because I do believe that Bradford has a school places crisis. I think the education in Bradford needs improvement, and I think schools as a whole across the constituency.
So do you consider yourself, Imran, you're just reading a statement out. I just asked why you decided to stand.
No, I'm not reading a statement now, and I'm telling you why I'm standing. And I believe that, we need a passionate voice for education. Now, I've also managed to secure a Northern School Strategy, which, I feel should mirror the London Challenge model again to improve education in Bradford. On top of that, I feel I've had a parliamentary office that has been exemplary and has been there for the people of the constituency. In 24 short months, I've seen over 5,000, my office has seen over 5,000 people with casework, which I think is a big part of an MP's job, is to be accessible to the constituents. I've had surgeries, as well as having the every Friday surgery in my office. I've had surgeries across the constituency, and I think very few offices have managed to achieve that in 24 months. Also, my mobile number is available to everybody, which again is something I think is exemplary, and I think that again shows the kind of grassroots Member of Parliament I have been.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be local, Imran?
Absolutely. I'm born and bred in Bradford. I've lived here my whole life. I have a young family in Bradford now. Bradford is my home. It's the place that's given me everything, and it's the place that I love.
What do you think is the most important issue facing the constituency?
Well, I think, the key issue, if you look at Bradford East, Dan, we are amongst the top 10 of most deprived constituencies in the country, and therefore, quite naturally, the issues around deprivation and poverty are the key issue in Bradford East, and it's not as straightforward and simple as, those words are, underneath that, then you have health inequalities. If you live in Bradford East, you're likely to live in the most deprived parts 10 years less than people who live in the more leafy suburbs up and down the country. Education, like I said before, I know many of my constituents struggle after a hard week at work to put bread and butter on the table. These are the real issues that face the people of Bradford East.
What do you consider to be the most important policy?
I think the most important policy is a policy that allows for many, not the few, one. I think all these are very important. I think the most important policy is around reducing the level of deprivation and poverty in the constituency. But that can't be done without looking at education, without looking at our health inequalities, without looking at having high-wage, high-skill jobs in the constituency.
So why do you think you'd be the best person to represent the constituency?
Well, I feel, like I said before, I feel that I have an absolute understanding of the issues faced, the cost you know, I've lived in Bradford my whole life. I understand the issue because I know those issues. And I feel that in the 2 years I have been a member of parliament, I have been a strong voice on all those issues. And I feel that I will continue to provide that representation. And also at a local level, I think, you know, accessibility is absolutely key. So I believe that, you know, those are the real reasons why we need a passionate local Bradford voice to represent us, to ensure that, you know, we tackle the issues of deprivation, we tackle the issues of poverty, we tackle the issues of health inequality, we tackle the issues of, you know, zero-hour contracts and work that, quite frankly, doesn't pay. You know, these are the real issues that face the people of Bradford East, and I feel that
yeah, asked about, I'm the
person...
About you, not the issues, so... So, speaking about Jeremy Corbyn, they said he would reverse the cuts to police and that he will create 10,000 more police posts. But in reality, police numbers have actually fallen by nearly twice that. So he's not actually reversing the cuts in full, is he?
Well, look, and the issue is this. You know, under a Tory government, we saw 20,000 of our frontline police officers being cut, right? Now, that's, a shocking amount of cuts to the frontline services. And as a result of that, we're now in a place where our neighbourhood policing teams, and actually the neighbourhood policing team model, the very model is under threat. And if you speak to the West Yorkshire Police, and if you speak to the Police and Crime Commission, and you speak to those there, they will tell you that. You know, we can't have that situation, and we should be proud of our neighbourhood policing teams. We should be proud of our neighbourhood policing model, because I think that does a great deal for any city. And to say that we're going to cut that in a way that the Conservative government has, I think is just very, very careless and not understanding the effect of that. And that's why we've made a very, very clear pledge that, you know, we will... not have drastic cuts to the police force, and we'll put an extra 10,000 police officers. You know, that clearly is something that I feel is a very powerful commitment. I think that will the police will be reassured, and I think the communities will be reassured. And, you know, that's the key, the pledge there.
So Jeremy Corbyn has said that he will create 1 million good jobs. What constitutes a good job?
Well, what countries, I mean, it goes hand in hand with our, you know, can I just say, but after this, I'm going to have to go. I said to you that I have another commitment, and then we've just gone over time.
Okay, but the thing is, you ran over on the other questions in order to block answering any questions on these.
Can I answer that question? Because it is a really
yes, but the thing is, you have deliberately filibustered out the chance to answer any questions on policy.
Can I say... You know, what Jeremy Corbyn has said and what we've always said is, you know, what we want is a high-wage, high-skill economy. We want high-wage, high-skill jobs in every part of the country, and in particular the north of England, which doesn't have the same level of high-wage, high-skill jobs as we see in other parts. And I know we've seen a lot of rhetoric with the northern powerhouse and other things, but, you know, some of that hasn't materialised. And this is why we're going to have a proper industrial strategy, an industrial manufacturing strategy that will ensure that we have, some of those high-quality jobs, you know, a job that pays, you know, a hard day's work that pays, accordingly. You know, that's what we're on about, so that people are not just having to survive. You know, nobody should have to survive. No hard-working family should just be surviving. They should be able to live. Nobody should be able to be thinking about, how to put bread and butter on the table for their children. I mean, you know this. Look at the district now. You know, look at the number of food banks that are opening in the Bradford district. You know, and I've seen myself working families having to use food banks at the end of the month. You know, that is unacceptable. You know, nobody should have to use food banks, and certainly not working families who are providing for their children. So I think Jeremy Corbyn's pledge, again, is a pledge that demonstrates for the many not the few, and that's the key thing again. I'm going to have to go now.